Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
The recording has started.
My heart, find my ring.
Glory to God. Thank God for this opportunity. Let us prepare our hearts for prayer. Eternal God and our Father, we come before your presence. We thank you for this day. We thank you for how you blessed and kept us, brought us down through another week. We thank you, O Lord, for this broadcast. We thank you, Lord, thank you for all that you've done, O Lord. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love. We thank you, O Lord. We thank you for your healing virtue. Oh, my God, we thank you for what you've done. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Jesus. We thank you for your many mercies, Lord. We thank you for how you touched your soul. We thank you for how you raised them up, oh, Lord, how you worked a miracle in their life. We pray, Lord, that you will help them to give their life to you. Help them to seek your face and call upon your name. Help, oh Lord, to give up the world in the worldly ways that they might seek your face and give their life unto you. In the name of Jesus, look upon the mother. I pray that you touch her heart, help her to humble herself,
touch
and
her
give her life to you, seeking your face and calling upon your name. Help her to give up the world, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, I know you're able. I know you got the power. All those who are listed on all of the prayer lists, we pray that you will touch and bless them. Help them, oh Lord. Heal their bodies. Send deliverance, oh Lord. Send strength, oh Lord. Make ways out of no way. Open up doors, oh Lord. We know you can do it. Our trust is in you today. We are looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Pray that you will bless this broadcast, that you will send on souls. Give somebody a mind to give their life to you. Oh, my God, let the word of God go forth. Let somebody receive the word into their hearts that they might grow thereby. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, I pray that you surround us with your love and with your mercy, that you will protect and keep us from all harm and danger. Find the works of the devil. Cast him out. He's seeking to overthrow us. He's seeking to destroy our faith in you. But our trust is in you today. And we know that you are able to take us through. You're able to keep our souls in our minds. Help us today, oh Lord. We need strength. And where we're weak, build us up when we're torn down. Help us to go forward in you, seeking to do the will of God. Help us, oh Lord, not our will, but let our will perish. Help us to draw nigh unto you, deny and self, consecrating our lives to you. Keep our minds stayed on you. Help us to watch under prayer. Help us to be ready when you call our name.
Yes,
help us today, Lord. I know you're able, and I know you got the power. I pray that you'll save the unsaved and deliver them that are bound. Save to the uttermost, and we will bless thy name and give thy name the praise for the great things that you have done in our lives, for the miracles, for strength, oh Lord, for our health and our life and our strength, for all that you've done for us. Help us to be thankful unto you and bless your holy name. Help us to lift you up and glorify you, for thou art worthy. Thou art a worthy God, and we thank you for all that you've done for us. We continue to look to you and trust in you in these last and evil days. Help us today, O Lord.
Jesus.
Now, Lord, I pray that you will send your word, that you will touch us one by one and name by name. Help us to receive the word of God. Help us to do your will and to please you in every way and everything that is not like you. We ask that you take it out. Help us to be that perfect person that you are looking for. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for the evangelists. We pray that you continue to go with us and stand by us. And we will give thy name praise. The glory and honor shall be thine in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good evening, and God bless you all. Thank you. Thank God for that beautiful opening prayer coming to us with me, Bell. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Prayer Works Ministry. Formerly known as the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show, and we are so excited that you chose to spend this portion of your evening with us. Prayer Works Ministry is a God-inspired ministry dedicated to prayer and the promulgation of the true gospel of Jesus Christ. We believe in praying to God for all. You can be blessed, delivered, healed, made whole through prayer and faith in God. And we invite you to join us in worshiping and praising the Lord. So at this time, we'll read our opening scripture. It's taken from the 67th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse, and I am reading from the King James Version Bible. That's the 67th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And it reads, God be merciful unto us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth, Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Thank God for the reading of his word, the 67th number from the first throughout the seventh verses throughout its entirety. And again, thank you for tuning into the Prayer Works Ministry. Our broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 551-241-6677, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Prayer Works Ministry. And if you would like to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, you can call our, you can email us at prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. To send us postal mail, you can use the mailing address P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. And if you are a clergy and you're feeling bold and you want to give remarks after the word, or you have a testimony you'd like to tell, or a song you like to sing, a scripture you like to share, or just an encouraging word you want to give, feel free to give us a call, 551-241-6677. And you don't have to delay. You can call today. You can call right now. And if you like, you know, just start talking and we'll hear you and we'll bring you on in. And if you're looking to support other ministries or you just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week, on Tuesdays and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Nathaniel Edmond hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast at 945-218-0218. That access code is 584-7681. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. There's also on Wednesdays. And on Thursday at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. That access code is 346-9155. Very Simple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. That access code is 182-7631. Ministry Emmanuel Hogue teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. And we do want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We are continuing to pray for Darnell, the young man who was shot and was in a coma and God brought him out. Glory to God. We are praying for WL and the bereaved Turner family. We're praying for the bereaved Edmond family, for the bereaved Jones family, Howard Smith, Mrs. Joel Paldo and the bereaved Paldo family, A.B., Katrina Jones, the bereaved Capoletti family, Amor Nix, Evangelist Martha Colbreth and the bereaved Colbreth family, the bereaved Thompson Edmond family, Mother Barbara Alston, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, Santana Davis, Linda Bellamy, Antoinette Bryant, Evangelist Cynthia Edmonds, Missionary Desi Johnson and the bereaved Johnson family, and all the bereaved families and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And I'll just sing a portion of this song. Oh, Lord, I'm asking you one more time, oh Lord. I'm asking you one more time, oh Lord. Asking you one more time, strengthen me where I'm weak. Strengthen me where I'm weak. Strengthen me where I'm weak. And build me up where I'm torn down. Oh, Lord, I'm asking you one more time.
Oh, Lord, I'm asking you one more time. Oh, Lord, asking you one more time. Strengthen me where I'm weak. Strengthen me where I'm weak. Strengthen me where I'm weak.
At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Strengthen me one more time. That song I enjoyed is coming through Evangelist Khadija, and that song is a prayer. Lord, we need the Lord to strengthen us one more time.
Lord.
Praise God, I know he can do it, and I believe he will. We want to thank God, and we want to encourage the people of God and all of you that is on this broadcast tonight. We want to encourage you to continue to trust in the Lord. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. Praise God. So we trust in God, whatever it is that we need from the Lord, he will do it for us. He will give it to us. And I said that to say this. I'm reminded of the widow woman who kept going before the Lord. She just kept entreating the judge and going before him and asking that he would deliver. And because the woman kept coming to him, even though he wasn't just, he was an unjust judge, and he didn't even regard God. But she believed God, and she kept going to him until he avenged her of her adversary. And I want to say to you, if you didn't get what you wanted from the Lord, don't give up for the Lord, because he can do it. He's got the power, and he's still working miracles. So I encourage you today to keep looking to the Lord and trusting in him with all your heart. I thank God for this opportunity. And now at this time, we're going to prepare for the word of God, and we're going to present to you the speaker of the hour in the person of Pastor Sheila Hameen out of Holy Temple, Baltimore, Maryland. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the opening prayer, for the scripture, and also the selection and the beautiful encouraging words, words of encouragement. At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord that we may pray before we go into the word of God. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you. We humble our hearts. Lord, we ask that you will speak unto us and minister to us through your word. Not our will, Lord, but let your holy will be done. We are depending on you, Lord, and we are looking unto you. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for another opportunity. Thank God for all of you who have tuned in on this evening. So at this time, if you have your Bibles and want to read along, let's go to the Word of God, to the book of Acts, the 12th chapter, verses 1 through 19, if it be the Lord's will. Praise the Lord. Again, that is Acts, the first chapter, the 12th chapter, verses 1 through 19, King James Version. Now, about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church, and he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further, Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, Arise up quickly. And his chains fell off, and the angel said unto him, Gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he saith unto him, Cast thy garment about thee and follow me. And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true, which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. When they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which openeth to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, Now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where they were gathered together praying. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken, named Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. And they said unto her, Thou art mad. But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. Then they said, It is his angel. But Peter continued knocking. And when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. But he, beckoning unto them with the hand to hold their peace, declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, Go, shew these things unto James and to the brethren. And he departed and went another place. Now, as soon as it was day, there was no small stir among the soldiers what was become of Peter. And when Herod had sought for him and found him not, he examined the keepers and commanded that they should be put to death. And he went down from Judea to Caesarea and there abode. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God. Praise the Lord. And in these verses, I just want to touch on a few areas. But a thought I would like to leave with you tonight is pray until God moves. And those words that Evangelist May spoke, they align with this passage of scripture tonight. It means that we should never give up, but we should trust God and keep on praying until we get our breakthrough. Pray until something happens. Praise the Lord. And the Lord wants us to be encouraged to keep on praying until he moves. And we see here where prior to this, the people of God were being persecuted. And this was a time when the Lord had manifested himself and had dealt with Peter and also sent him with two men to go and pray for someone to be saved. And they saw how God had mercy on others who were not Jews, but these they considered as Gentiles or, you know, someone who was not a part of the household of faith or a part of the Jewish nation. So they felt like these were outsiders. But God let them see how merciful he is and how loving he is and that he cares for all souls. And they saw this happening and there were those who had gone down to a wave area because of the persecution there. And when they were in Antioch, that's when they were first called Christians. This was a detestable name. This was meant to degrade them or berate them or, you know, to say something negative about them, Christian. Mm-hmm. And these days we now say Christian, praise the Lord. But that was a very detestable name, and it was meant to bring harm or shame and, you know, just for mockery. Nevertheless, those who were scattered abroad, they didn't stop preaching the word of God, but they kept right on spreading the gospel. Even, praise the Lord, the word just continued to go out. And because of all this persecution, Herod the king, he was a wicked man. And after they had killed James, the brother of John, he sought to get Peter and to kill him because he saw that it pleased the Jews when they had killed James, or all this persecution going on. Certain of the Jews, the Jewish sect, all of these, they were interested in stopping those who believed in Jesus Christ. And even today, Satan wants to silence us. Praise be to God. But we ought not to give up, but keep praying until God moves. Hallelujah. And so Apostle Peter, he was taken and he was thrown in prison. And to ensure that he could not escape, Herod assigned 4 quaternions of soldiers. 1 quaternion prize of 4 soldiers. So he assigned 4 quaternions to make sure that Peter could not get away. Oh, glory be to God. But no matter how the enemy try to bind us up and imprison us and box us up, Jesus will free us from the hand of the enemy. Somebody was in prayer all that time while Peter was locked up. And even though unbeknownst to them that God was working, they didn't stop praying, but they kept on praying. And while all of this was happening, Peter thought he was having a vision. He didn't even realize that this was all real. If you look closely at the scriptures, how it says he was sleeping between 2 soldiers. So 4 times 4 is 16. There were 16 men keeping guard over this one man. Oh, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
But God can get us out of any situation. It doesn't matter. You can pray your way out of prison. Glory to God. So
amen.
He was there, and even though they thought they had all grounds covered, everything, the angel of the Lord just came on in there and woke Peter up, got Peter out of there. And when the angel told him to arise quickly, his chains fell off his hands. Oh, hallelujah. And the man led him out. The angel led this man out of the prison, past all of these guards who thought they had every area covered. But God has secrets, glory be to God, that the enemy can't see. We can hide in the secret of his covenant. We can hide under his wing, glory be to God, and be protected and not detected by the enemy. So they could not see him passing through and going up to the iron gate when they got up to the iron gate, they didn't have to do anything, but the gate just swung open on its own. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And when the angel got Peter out in a safe area, the angel departed and went his way, and Peter went his way. He went down to the house of John Mark's mother. Praise the Lord, where a lot of them were gathered in there and they were praying. And he knocked on the door.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. And the damsel is a young girl, and she came and she heard Peter's voice, but she didn't open up the door because she was so glad she forgot to open the door for Peter. And let's tell everybody that Peter was out, and they tried to cast it off. Oh, girl, you mad. You lost your mind. It's not so. And they were telling her, oh, it's his angel. But she was declaring that this is so. Yes, it's Peter. He's here. But the prayer was still going on. You know, so sometimes we can't see what God is doing. And we may not even be aware that God has already worked everything out all right. But we can keep on praying, hallelujah, until God reveals to us it's already done. The work is done. And right before their faces, because while she was trying to get them to believe her, believing, and this is how some people miss their blessing. Because God is trying to let you know the work is already done. But you're not accepting it. You're not embracing it. You're putting it off. And so this is what they were doing, like, oh, God didn't deliver him. God didn't. No, it's not so. It is so. God has done the work itself. God has sent deliverance. God has sent everything you've been praying for. Praise the Lord. But do you recognize it? Do you understand that God has taken care of it for you? Oh, praise the Lord. So Peter still knocking at the door, and they went and opened up the door and saw it was Peter. They were astonished. Why be astonished when this is what you were praying for? You were praying all this time, asking God to deliver the man and, you know, to get him out of the prison, deliver him from, and here God done it, and now you're astonished about it. Instead of being glad and rejoicing and praising God, oh, hallelujah, they were astonished. And he began to tell them how God delivered him out of the prison. So we have to learn to just go ahead on and believe God and don't wait till the battle is over. But shout now, because we have the victory.
Amen.
We have the petition that we've asked in the prayer. Hallelujah. And the Lord wants us to know that it is done. Oh, glory to God. The work is done. The deliverance is there. The healing is there. Hallelujah. The salvation, whatever we need,
is
there. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
So let's not be astonished, but let's embrace the deliverance of God, the power of Almighty God, the miracles. Let's embrace them and be glad. Like the young girl, she was glad. Hallelujah. And it just took her mind to realize she didn't even realize she hadn't opened the door, but she just heard Peter's voice, and she got glad.
Yeah.
She got happy, and she wanted to share with the others. But, you know, everywhere you go, you're going to find some unbelievers. You're going to find somebody trying to make you think that God didn't do it for you, that God hasn't worked it out. Oh, it's not this. But, yes, it is. God has done the work. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. She wouldn't back down, but she declared to them that it is so. Peter is out of the prison. He's here right now. And they got to see for themselves that God had done the work. Oh, praise the Lord. So let us be encouraged And let's keep looking to the Lord. Let's keep trusting him. Amen. Because prayer works. If you're willing to pray, all you got to do is just trust God and believe him, and the Lord will do the rest. So let's look to the Lord. And if you've been seeking the Lord for anything, if you desire to be saved, if you desire to be healed, whatever it is that you need from the Lord, know this, that prayer works. And if you don't get the answer or get what you desire the first time you go in prayer, like the evangelist brought out, going back again. Just keep going back until you get the results, the desire of your heart, whatever it is you're seeking from the Lord. Just don't give up. Be persistent. Just keep going back. Like the widow woman kept going back to the unjust judge. There was no guarantee he was going to avenge her of her adversary, but that did not deter her. She kept going back. No matter how many times he turned her down, she kept going back. So let's be that persistent with going to the Lord and just keep on praying until God moves. Hallelujah. At this time, let us get ready to go to God in prayer, because it has been proven in the scriptures tonight that prayer really does work. If you can get some people together and get Jesus on their mind and just start praying, something good will happen. Amen. God will move. Praise the Lord. And so again, you may not know what all God is doing behind the scenes. As soon as you start praying, and sometimes even before you open your mouth, God is already working. Hallelujah. But you may not be aware, because unbeknownst to them, the angel entered into the jailhouse. The angel walked Peter out of that prison while they were praying, but they knew nothing about it. But they were praying. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory be to God. And God was working things out right then and there. And he completed the work, but they were still praying because they hadn't seen all that God had done. So when we don't see everything that God is doing, doesn't mean that God is not still working. Hallelujah. So let's trust God and let's believe God together. At this time, let's put our minds on the Lord and let's go to God in faith, trusting and believing God. If you have been trying and you have been going to God, let your faith reach the next level. Push your faith out there much further this time than you have any other time. Let this be the one time that you let your faith go and go and go without any limitations. Hallelujah. Know that God can do everything. No limitations. No limitations. Oh, glory be to God. Let that faith reach far and beyond. And believe God with all your heart. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you tonight. And we humble ourselves, Lord. We ask for mercy. We ask, God, that you will search our hearts, Lord. Whatever is not right, forgive us, God. And, Lord, take it away from us. Blot it out, oh, Lord Jesus. Purify us on the inside. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus. Clean us up, my God. Purify our minds, our thoughts, our hearts, Lord. Clean us up, my Lord. Wash us under your blood, Lord Jesus. We are praying tonight on behalf of those who are on the prayer list, Lord, one by one, name by name. And that's every prayer list all around the world. We pray a special prayer, and we ask, God, that you will grant every petition. Let it be done, Lord, according to your will. For those who are seeking salvation, Lord, those who have repented in their heart and become godly sorry for the sins they've committed, we pray for them, Lord, that you will forgive them and that you will fill them with the Holy Ghost, that you will use them for your service. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you will manifest your power and that your glory will be revealed. Lord, remember those who are sick in their bodies tonight. We pray, God, that you will touch, heal, and deliver, that you will work wonders in their lives and raise them up, Lord. Whoever has committed any sins, let their sins be forgiven, Lord God, and give them their health, Lord, that they may go forth and do your will. In the name of Jesus, we pray a special prayer for Darnell Williams, God, that you will touch him even more and raise him up, my God. Save his soul, Lord, his mother and his family, oh God. Save in the family. We know you have the power and you can do everything, Lord. There's no one too far that you cannot reach him, oh God. Have mercy on their soul tonight. We pray, Lord, for the bereaved families. We ask for comfort and for consolation. Lord, touch and strengthen all the family members, Lord, one by one and name by name. Those family members who are not saved, we pray, Lord, that you will save their souls, that you will have mercy upon them. In the name of Jesus, Lord, and put your arms around the families. Touch them, Lord. Strengthen them and encourage them. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Lord God. Only you, Lord Jesus, can fix it. Only you can work it out, Lord. Only you can mend the broken heart, oh God. And only you can bind up the wound of the heart. In the name of Jesus, have your way, Lord. And let your will be done. We pray that you will send forth your word even more out into the radio land to the listeners. Oh, my God, that you will bless them tonight with a blessing that they stand in need of in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, we believe you and we take you at your word. Lord, we count it done tonight and we give you thanks. We thank you for your touch, Lord. Thank you for the moving of your spirit. We thank you, hallelujah, for the manifestation of your spirit, oh God. We thank you, hallelujah.
Thank you,
thank you, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
thank you,
Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you.
Thank
oh,
you,
my
Jesus.
Lord,
thank
we praise
you, Jesus.
Your
thank
mighty
you.
Name. We praise your holy name.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God, for your touch, you, Lord,
thank
for
you,
this
Jesus.
Ministry, oh God. We ask that you will bless it the
thank
more,
you,
that your will be done, and bless our church, oh God, the church at large, even the body of Christ. Bring us all together, Lord. Unite us as one. We believe it, Lord, and we count it done, and we thank you. All of these blessings we ask in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Now the broadcast is back into the hands of the host.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen and for that prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God she preached under the anointing. Pray until God moves. And this was a very beautiful message, and the scriptures were very encouraging. And she brought out what was happening during this time, how people, they were being, you know, thrown into prison and beaten and losing their lives for the sake of the gospel, being called Christians, as she said. You know, now we have the freedom of religion here in America, at least, though, you know, it's not to that point. It hasn't reached that point yet. But there are people in other parts of the world where if they declare Jesus, that they will be put to death. And I thank God for this word of God. And I want to open up the broadcast for any clergy, any ministers who want to call in and have remarks. But at first, I want to let Evangelist Maybelle have remarks. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank the Lord for that beautiful message preached under the anointing. I thank God for that word. Speaking about that prayer, prayer is a communication with God. We send our supplications and our prayers up to the Lord, but we believe to happen when we pray. Glory to God. Sometimes you just have to wait. It might not happen right when you want it to, but if we just keep on praying, stay before the Lord, just like that widow woman, God will answer. Pray until something happens. And I thank the Lord. I thought on the song that the singer sang, and the song was, pray, and to your prayer go through. Pray your way into the kingdom. Glory to God. That's what it's going to take. Going to have to pray our way through. Glory to God. It's going to take more than singing, dancing, and shouting. But it's going to take prayer. And glory to God, we're living in that time right now where we got to pray. I tell you, Satan has arisen, and he's fighting on every hand, just as he was fighting back here in Peter's day and time, fighting against the disciples, the apostles, and they had to pray. They sang, glory to God. We got to do the same thing. We got to sing and pray. Pray our way through. Pray until something happens. Thank the Lord. Such a beautiful message, and it's timely. I thank God for the word of God coming through. I want to say to her, keep on allowing the Lord to have his way, and just let the Lord use you even the more. Praise God, I enjoyed that message. Pray for me. God bless you.
Amen. Thank God for those remarks coming through. Evangelist Maybelle, yes, we have to pray until something happens, just like the saints were doing. And when it happens, when God gives us what we ask for, just like when Peter, he was at the door, the blessing was right at that door. The petition that they prayed for was right at the door, and they still didn't believe it. God, he'll work the miracle. We still won't, but I don't believe that happened. Like Vince, I'm beginning to say, they were start praising God for what he did. They were astonished. But we will.
Yes.
When God moves, we pray until God moves. And when God moves, accept that he moves. And receive it. Receive the answer to our petition, because he grants it unto us. We want to be like young Sister Rhoda. She believes, although she was so happy about it that she didn't answer the door. But and she didn't let anybody tell her that it wasn't true. Like Vanna Sami began to say, people, they'll try to tell you, oh, well, no, God didn't do that. That's not it. That's not what you asked for. That's not what the blessing is. But you there's a saying that goes around. You got to know that you know. You have
yes.
to know that this is what God gave you. He gave
yes.
it to you. He answered your prayer. Nobody else said, oh, well, yeah, God answered your prayer. You have to know for yourself. Amen. Amen. I'm trying to give time for any clergy that might have wanted to call in. But I tell you, I enjoyed Evangelist Maybelle giving that praise report about young Darnell Williams and how the Lord began to deliver. And he was on our prayer list.
Amen.
And God delivered him and brought and woke him back up. Evangelist, would you mind just saying how the Lord did that? And how his mother didn't give up.
The doctor went to the mother and wanted her to take him off of life support, but she refused to. And I mean, this went on for a while, for days, days. It ended up being going into weeks, and she still wouldn't let him take him off of that. Eventually, he woke up and said he wanted something to eat. And she said that that was her only son. She said she wasn't taking him off no life support. And the doctors, they sound like they were, I don't know what word to put them, but anyway, they didn't believe it themselves that the boy was going to make it through. That's why they wanted her to just take him off the life support. But she believed. And she said that she had other people praying, and I told her that we were praying, and that we had his name on the prayer list, and we had been praying for him. And she was just thankful. I tell you, she gave that report. I tell you, I was happy. I just thank God for what he did, because that was a miracle. You got to keep your trust in God. Because these doctors will let you die. If they feel like you are up in age, they'll just let you go on out. And God knows if you have something on file saying that you don't want to be resuscitated or anything, they'll just let you die. But I thank God that she didn't. I'm glad that she was persistent in not letting them take her son off that machine. Because she had been a weakling and said, oh, well, okay, then. Her son would be gone. He would be gone. But thanks be to God, which gives us the victory.
Thanks be to God.
Amen.
Amen.
I gave that testimony over on the Deliverance Temple's conference line on last night. I had to tell it because God did it. And he worked a miracle.
Yeah.
And that message was, God knows your thoughts. He knows the thoughts. And it was also regarding prayer. Last night's message. So I thank the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
It's just a witness.
Amen.
We know what we got to do. Keep praying.
Amen. Yes.
And pray until something happens. Praise the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I'll turn it back over to you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Thank God for you. Thank God for the miracle that he wrought in that young man's life.
Yes,
God. And I believe that he was one of the young children that the Lord led you to start bringing to church.
Yes. Amen.
Was that? Amen. Amen. Evans Maybell start. God led her. You know, he was coming to church with her. So glory to God.
Yes.
And that might have saved his life. Because had he not had that experience, and you know, we wouldn't have known about this glorious thing that happened. But we just never know why the Lord connects us with certain people. And then when things happen, it's like, oh, that's the reason why. But we don't understand at the time. But amen. Thank God prayer works. And we can pray. Until God moves. Amen. Praise the Lord. And at this time, we're going to go ahead and get the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Tameen. We thank God for Evangelist Maybell, for all the listeners, all of your patience and your support and your prayers. God will not forget you for those things. Amen. I yield the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Tameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the beautiful, encouraging remarks and exhortations, and again, that testimony of victory, how the Lord moved and worked a miracle, and it needs to be told, because, you know, this is a great work of the Lord. People need to hear how prayer works. Praise God. They need to hear that God moved because somebody was praying, and it just up with the message tonight. You know, we just got to pray until God moves. And God's going to make it known in a great I mean, it's just going to be known so well that it's indisputable. Praise be to God. No one can dispute the works of God, the miracles of God,
amen,
and all the wonderful things that God is doing. So I'm grateful. Thank God for this broadcast. Thank God for all of you, for your patience. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for all things. And we invite you to tune in on Sunday afternoon at 3:30, if it be the Lord's will. My soul is happy. I'm rejoicing. And I just want you to know that for those of you who are praying for us and supporting us, we are so thankful. We thank God for you, and we want you to know that we love you, and we are praying for you. Amen. And anyone who desires to be on the broadcast live, you are welcome to call in on our guest call-in line. Praise the Lord. In the future, you know, any future time, if the Lord lays something on your heart, do not draw back. Amen. Do not draw back, but do what lays on your heart to do. If it's sing a song, sing the song. You don't have to say nothing else, just sing the song. If he tells you to say an encouraging word, say that encouraging word and let that be it. Whatever the Lord leads you to do, always obey the Lord when he speaks to you. So if you want to call in and you want to give words of encouragement, you want to give remarks, you want to sing a song, you want to read a scripture, anything the Lord lays on your heart to do, you are welcome to come on live on the broadcast by dialing 551. Go ahead and give that number, Evangelist Khadijah.
551-241-6677.
Read that again.
551-241-6677.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So make a note of that. Next time we're on, if the Lord lays something on your heart, dial that number and do whatever God is leading you to do. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we look forward to you tuning in with us at our next broadcast, if it be the Lord's will. Again, Sunday afternoon. Oh, and I wanted to mention, too, that the 61st Church anniversary starts on Monday night, November the 6th. That's in a few days. And if it's the Lord's will, Holy Temple will be sponsoring Monday night. Services begin at 7 p.m. I don't know if I heard those announcements. I could have been somewhere else. Did you mention that, Vance Khadijah?
No, I neglected to mention that.
Oh, okay. So for those of you who are in the neighborhood, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God is located at 910 Shelton Avenue in Camden, New Jersey. If you're in the area during that, you're welcome to come on in and enjoy the Lord with us, worship the Lord with us. Services begin each night at 7 p.m. from Monday, November the 6th through Sunday, November the 12th. Amen. So we're looking forward to having a great time in the revival of the 61st Church Anniversary of the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God. Pastor Richard Jackson is our president and Northern District Overseer. And, you know, we're just looking for God to bless in the revival. So if you can come on out, feel free to come and worship the Lord with us. Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe that's the Saturday service might have a different time. It's possible they might start that at 6 p.m., but the other services are 7 p.m. nightly, and Sunday is the usual Sunday school service at 9:45, morning worship service 11 a.m., evening worship at 7 p.m. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anything else before we close out? If not, that's all. This concludes the broadcast for this evening. May the Lord bless you and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you and good night. Praise the Lord. God bless you. We just finished with our show, but we're glad that you tuned in tonight. The show was from 7 to 8. Sometimes we go over. So we are glad that you dialed in. Why don't you try to dial in with us on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. for our next broadcast. This is the Prayer Works Ministry broadcast, and we do air Friday nights at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 3:30 p.m. So you're welcome to call us back, and may God bless you. If you want to, if you want to speak to us live, I'll give you a number to call. And if you want to call that number right now, you're welcome to do so. And we can have if you want to pray or if you want to talk, you can certainly do that. You can call this number 551-241-6677. That's 551-241.
Number, please enter job cost code followed by the pound or hash sign. You are the only participant in the conference. To stop, your input is invalid. To stop conference, press 1. Your input is invalid. Your input is invalid. Enter your PIN followed by the pound or hash. Thank you.